Shaylee Peter is back with you this week as we visit with Justin Lovegrove from the ARC Group, taking a look at this week's market activity. And Justin, as we look back on this week, nothing much for the grains, corn ending quite a bit lower, but why don't you go over those weekly numbers for us?
Yeah, good morning, Shaylee. We're talking about these grains just kind of being a grinder here, and there is volatility throughout the week. Actually, early in the week, we had some real strength. Stuff was really rocking and rolling Tuesday, Wednesday, and came back and kind of gave it back Thursday, Friday. But for the week, Dease corn actually took it on the chin worse than anything. Dease corn was down 8.5, closed at 340 and a quarter, about 15 cents off its high for the week, right around there. November soybeans were down 3 for the week, closed at 978 and a half. And it was almost 25 cents off its high Friday. So it was a really rough close for soybeans. And then December, KC wheat was down about a penny and a quarter. So just kind of a grind there. So yeah, all in all, slightly lower week. Just kind of a grind post-harvest here. It seems like harvest, they're calling 96% done-ish this week. So it's definitely still some grain out there, but the big chunk of it's obviously moved into facilities, and a lot of it is piled up on the ground.
You talked about those soybean exports. Looks like they may have hit their peak.
Well, there's a lot of talk, and seasonally, we really have shipped out a lot of beans this year, and we have a lot on the books. There's a lot of people that watch vessels to see how many are loading and how many are backed up at the ports and things like that. And don't get me wrong, exports have been great, and I think they're still going to be good, but I think all the commercial companies are agreeing that they probably peaked somewhere around 4 weeks ago. They've been great for these last 3 or 4 weeks, and they're probably on this downturn just physically shipping out beans for the next couple months, and then South America crop will come on. But it's exports are a big driver in this market, and the funds are long. Somewhere around 108 would be the guess, 1,000 contracts of soybeans. I'm really betting on big exports, and I think if they slow down or don't accelerate from here, like some of these people are guessing, the funds are probably going to come out of their long position a little bit, especially if South America weather still looks good. It looks pretty good right now for their seasonality. And there's also a big regulation changes in China that they're talking about, mainly Friday. You saw it Friday. We were trading higher in the overnights. Beans are 15 or so higher. We come in at the open in the morning, and they really killed it all day. They're talking about what everybody's talking about, the election and Trump and inflation. And seeing, you know, everybody's taking their bets on what's going to happen for the next 4 years in the way of about 2 or 3 days here. China is saying they want to lower people's ability to speculate a little bit in the markets. And by doing that, they lower position size. So if you're a fund, you can hold less contracts of long soybeans. And that forced a lot of people to liquidate. We'll see what that regulation actually does in the coming weeks. But that definitely turned the beans around on their heel on Friday. If they can't hold as much, they're definitely going to have to liquidate some size. So just a couple negative things for beans, it seems like, at the end of this week, with exports probably slowing a little bit here on out. Just some regulation around the world trying to hit speculators a little bit. Hopefully they can get a base at some point here and go down and find a price that creates some more exports. But for now, it kind of seems like they might have topped out seasonally a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and you talked about harvest coming to an end here. Of course, what usually happens right after that, those guys get in and want to talk to their lenders. What sort of things or advice are you giving them as they take some of these numbers to their lenders next year?
Well, you know, these bankers have been to their banker meetings this year, and a lot of what they're talking is, you know, working capital, making sure cash flows are good, and a lot of these guys are a little bit tighter in the last couple of years, and bankers are definitely taking note. They're being less loose with lending. They're lending money to their good clients, and their clients with solid balance sheets and solid, you know, working capital positions, but I think there's some people out there that are having a hard time getting all the financing they want to operate next year. I think it's more stringent. One thing we've done for the last 11 years at ARC Group is we have a contract that we're actually a grain dealer bonded in about 5 states around the Midwest here, and we can take on cash grain contracts in our name, so we're independent of all you end users. I think if you listen to us long enough on the radio and talk to us long enough on your across from us at your kitchen table, you find out that we are conservative futures. We talk about selling seasonal averages pre-harvest, not really picking our spots and trading futures, but selling seasonal time frames consistently, kind of dollar cost averaging corn, beans, wheat, whatever crop you're raising, and being independent from end users. So we always have our best choice of basis levels to go to. We don't owe anybody anything, and we don't know who's going to have the best bid 6 months from now. So we do whatever we can to stay as independent as possible. And what that typically takes is you to open a hedge account and you to get short corn and you to margin it. If corn goes up, you send some money into Chicago. And if it goes down, you got a little gain. And what we've done for the last 11 years is offer a product. It's called a hedge derive. And you can lock futures in with us based on any strategy you want. We do a lot of seasonal average pricing, whether that's February through June pricing for new crop corn. We can do min-max contracts, buying a put, selling a call, whatever trips your trigger on how to sell grain. We can tie it up in a contract that we margin to the client. We take on all the margin risk. That contract is with the ARC group. And at the end, we have the right to roll it out to whatever month you want. If you want to put it in the bin, we can roll it to next March, May, or July. And the big thing it does for us is it's independent. So if the ethanol plant down the road has the best bid next March compared to your feed yard or wherever else you like to look, we have the ability to deliver into any facility that we want at the best basis prices we can trade. So it doesn't create captive supply. You don't owe an end user or a facility or a commercial company or a co-op in anything. You owe it to an independent company like us, and our job as ARC Group is to go find you the best bid when it comes. But the big thing is that we have a lot of clients going over to those type of products because they don't want the margin exposure. They like the trades, they like the seasonal averages, but they are having a hard time convincing their banker they need an extra line of credit for, you know, X dollars a bushel to margin a hedge account when they can just tie it up in a hedge derive with an independent company, get the same trade, just take the hedge derive fee out the back end when we settle it, so there's no margin exposure to you. There's no upfront cost. It's just a cash contract that's set futures only. We set location and delivery later. It's a great product when times tighten like this a little bit and bankers aren't as excited about loaning out a lot of money. Something to think about, and you can call us if you have any questions on it.
Very good. Justin Lovegrove with the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you would like more information, you can give them a call toll-free at 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net. I'm Shaylee Peters on the Rural Radio Network.